Radio.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck or some other type of accident that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chair lifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, but they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Our atmosphere is primed for a generous supply of those random downpours over the next few days. For today, a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. More to go around today and tomorrow, though, and on Sunday as well, with locally some tropical downpours in spots. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday's high around 91. Lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. You can stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted because it's one of those days. It's just one of those days. I lost one of my socks in the dryer. I can't find my wallet and my hair is on fire. Just one of those days. It's just one of those days. I just wrapped my Cadillac around a tree. A big swarm of locusts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Happy Hour. I am your host for this afternoon, Joey Clark. Greg as well. He had to go do something with the wife. Get your mind out of the gutter. Rosie's joining me, so will Eddie Bader. We're going to have some fun.
Yes.
And here they are.
So where is Eddie? You said you saw him?
He's downstairs conducting business, I'm sure.
It's business.
You know him. He's on 24/7.
If it's business, I'm fine.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's like, come on, man.
No, talking
get
real estate.
Anyway, folks, if you can tell I'm being casual here, you know, I learned this from George Costanza. Whenever he calls a woman, Rosie, like, he's got a whole routine.
Really?
You remember this from Seinfeld?
It's been a long time since I watched it.
Mm-hmm. So what he does is he, and I'm not actually chewing on anything, folks, no food in the studio or anything. I'm just pretending the chewing sound.
when he would call a woman, because he gets so nervous, he would get an apple. And so he'd chew and eat while he's on the phone.
And crunch.
Yeah, make him sound, you know, casual. Or something like
Right.
Something like that. Now, I think it would work out. I mean, you need to have a whole scripted routine. Because isn't that what you want as a woman?
No. If someone calls to talk to me on the phone, I don't want them crunching in my ear.
Really?
Or doing anything like that.
Yeah, but it shows a
glove.
It shows a sort of independence, like, you know, devil may care. Like, you know, man, this guy, he's so confident he doesn't mind chewing right into my ear.
Yeah, well, that would not play well with me. And I understand sometimes people have to grab a bite on the run.
You're one of these, proper and actually mature, high-class. Like, you have your head on straight.
Mature. Yeah, I do have my head on straight like most of the time.
A lot of these women out there these days, Rosie, just no home training. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. And they admit it, too. A lot of guys, too. I'm not just picking on the ladies.
It's a different generation, Joey, and you have to remember that the young people are raised by the generation after my generation.
Right, yes.
Who believed in Dr. Spock, who believed in a lot of permissiveness.
Okay.
And they were helicopter parents.
Right, or I've heard people talk about, I was a latchkey kid.
And they wanted to be friends more than parents.
That makes
a big deal.
That is tough, because this whole idea of I love, all we need is love. Yes, but if what you mean by love is being nice all the time,
yeah,
that's not what that means. Sometimes there is a real thing called tough love. There he is.
There he is.
There he is. 13, 14 after. I mean, I guess he has a good excuse, you know, making money.
I told him you were conducting business.
Who does that anymore in these United States?
But he comes bearing gifts.
Oh, hello, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. You're wearing your name tag. That's how I remembered your name.
Well, I was out working today.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. Rosie and I just got into the conversation because I was munching on a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Seinfeld?
Yes.
With George Costanza, how his whole routine for calling a woman?
Yes.
Yeah, with the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and his script of things to talk about.
Yeah, you could always leave him wanting more.
Yeah, you have to. But then I got in this conversation of, you know, love isn't just being nice. And I'm sure you know this.
Sure.
It isn't just being nice.
Sometimes love is tough.
Yes, it is tough. And I worry, though, that people are pushovers. They sort of, they want their friends to agree with them on everything. And I don't mind that. Most of my friends generally agree with me, I think, on the important things. But I think people are too quick to write somebody off as the other side. Or, oh my God, you disagree with me.
I think if you really love someone, you tell them the truth, even if it's not what they want to hear.
Right.
I agree. And sometimes it's hard. I've had to be that guy to drop the hammer on somebody, the truth bomb.
Oh no.
And it's not good.
Have you ever had a truth bomb dropped on you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, likewise. Yeah, it's not fun. Not fun.
No.
Oh, look at that, the president. Oh, this is, by the way, ADD happy hour already. I just can't pay attention to anything.
When you had the truth bomb dropped on you, was it better for your own good but hurt like heck to begin with?
Yes.
That's how mine was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, I can remember Greg's told his story. I was told by my mother and father when I was 16. I had done some, like, residential construction site cleanup.
Yeah.
Made money that way. The one thing I wanted. How priorities change, especially with technology, but the one thing I wanted was a badass, pardon me, Rosie, a badass stereo system in my 94 Honda Accord EX station wagon. Because that thing would look even better if it had some incredible tunes blasting out of it.
Yeah.
So I worked in the hot heat. What is there ever such a thing as cold heat? But anyway, I worked in the intense heat of a summer and made all this money working these construction sites, and I got my stereo system. And it was a good summer. Now, I mean, everything is just...
Oh, yeah.
But after that, I didn't have a normal, regular job. And my mom, one Saturday afternoon, was like, you go get dressed. Like, I'm already dressed. I'm wearing shorts. No. Button-up shirt, the white one. Put on some khakis. Go get a job. Don't come back unless you have one.
I love your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started driving down the road, and I'm like, oh. And, you know, all these businesses are lovely businesses, especially our sponsors.
But of course.
But I'm sitting there looking, okay, fast food, being a waiter at a restaurant, like be a sales rep or something, mm-hmm. At a
vacuum clean salesman.
Like a furniture store, mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean, all jobs that pay the bills, but then I saw it. There, as I'm going down Atlanta Highway, going, I believe, east on Atlanta Highway, right before I reach Taylor Road. There to the right, a large sign, multiple colors.
Yes.
And it said, Fun Zone. I'm like, that's
oh, yeah.
That sounds
where
like fun,
I would
right?
work. Yes, exactly. You know, I have a gift, including talk radio, of finding jobs where what I do is work, but not really.
Guilty.
But Fun Zone worked out. It worked out pretty well. And that it was tough love. I mean, she wasn't very nice about it, my mother.
Well, no, but she had a teenager that was sitting on his duff, and she needed to motivate him to get him out there, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I mean, I was never told sitting on my duff was wrong. And look at me now.
That's going to say, obviously you never told.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do now, Joey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
But at least you're making money for sitting on your duff.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, and just running my mouth.
Nice work if you can get it.
Son, if you stay in school, you study hard, and you stay away from all those loose women, you, too, can make a lot of money shilling BS on the radio.
I would have to ask my mom, will you point out those loose women to me, Mom, so I can make sure I stay
you avoid
them,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No, we've been getting into that all week. All the shows have been talking about the relationships, mm-hmm. like millennials. And there's one aspect, excuse me, pardon me, Rosie, but I think this is a fascinating topic. Because of the advances in technology, not only affects, like, who needs a car stereo? I've got, like, earbuds and
correct.
Phones with all the digital music. I don't even need CDs.
Right.
They asked millennials all sorts of things about their dating habits, and a lot of them are like me. They're waiting. You know, I'd like to be a little more secure in my income. I'd like to take it a little more seriously. There's no rush into waiting. They sort of find a friend first, and then maybe that develops into something more serious. And I think a fascinating stat is that millennials that are getting married, their marriages are lasting. It's really
waiting a little longer, you think?
Yeah, because they're waiting longer. I think they're just taking it more seriously. Again, these are all broad strokes here. Like, this is generational data is not exactly, like, you know, the end-all be-all. There's always exceptions to the rule. But millennials are, when they get married, they wait longer, but when they get married, they stay married. It's more the Gen Xers and kind of my parents' generation that had a lot of trouble.
I imagine that's true. You know, when you get older, you learn to compromise a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You learn to accept people. You kind of learn to accept yourself, too, and for your fault. So, yeah, there's a little more forgiveness, just like I'm sure most people's second marriage, I would hope, was better than their first marriage.
You would hope.
Because you would learn, but yeah.
You would hope. But they kept asking millennials all this stuff because of new technologies. They asked, because of the rise, especially in Europe, of brothel robots.
Right.
Essentially, it's not people doing this. It's like it's a robot that looks like a person.
Mm-hmm.
They asked if your partner, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend even, if your significant other did the dirty deed with a robot, would you consider that cheating? And a lot of people said yes.
Yes.
But then I'm kind of like, but it's a robot. It's
It doesn't matter.
I'm in the yes camp too, but then I'm also like, but it's not the same thing as cheating with another person. It really isn't.
Well it may not be, but it's still.
What cheating goes a couple different ways. What if you just have an emotional friend? You know, is that cheating on your spouse if you have a very close emotional friend?
Like somebody you talk to?
Yeah, but things
you ever do anything?
No, but things you would tell them that you might not exactly tell your spouse. I know that's a big thing, is having an emotional friend.
Yes, and that can lead to other things.
Right.
Well, I think that's the only reason people would really be worried. I don't know. It is a trust thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a what you're talking about is more of a sense of the person would feel a sense of betrayal.
Mm-hmm. You're only supposed to do that thing with me, not some robot.
Well,
like you said, it's a robot.
It's a little possessive and it's, thing.
Well, no, I think it's devaluing to the other person.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't know. I think I wouldn't be as... If, like, say, I'm dating some lovely woman, and she said, I went to Europe, and I went to one of those robot brothels. I would, I'm being honest here, be like, did you have a good time? Like, yeah, it would not be the same thing as, I went to Europe, and I met this gigolo.
Right.
And it was an actual man, or I met this right. guy from... You know, it's different, but it still would feel like...
Well, you say that, but right. I wonder, you know, at first you might say, well, that, you know, did you have a good time? But later on, if you guys continue the relationship,
yeah.
and let's say one time you guys had a fight, I could see you in the back of your mind going, well, I knew she was crazy anyway. I mean, she wouldn't have had sex with some robot. What was I thinking?
Yeah, I guess it's a betrayal of trust, in a way.
It is.
Yeah,
it
and
is.
You build it up over time and... Yeah, it's amazing how years of trust can go out the window and just
like that, that's right.
Just a moment.
Well, and what it can say to the other person is, what I want is more important than what you want.
Very true.
It's not preferring the other person over yourself.
Right.
It's about me.
Yeah.
Preferring
I'm
going to
take care of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good way to look
and
at it.
And that's, you know.
Anyway, I feel like I've cornered myself. Here, I think painted myself
Joey
into
wants
a
to
corner.
Go to Europe.
No, I don't want to go to Europe. Not for that, Eddie. Not at all. No.
But while you were there,
anyway, folks, we're listening. You're listening. We're listening to ourselves.
In case
of
you
course.
Didn't know,
you're listening to Happy Hour here on
this is
News
not
Talk.
Dr. Ruth.
Greg decided to take the afternoon off for some reason. He deserves it, I suppose.
He does. But
yes, he does.
Yeah, I mean, have you heard how full of angst and all the yelling and the. Just
yeah.
the frustration with the political scene he's been expressing over these last few
yeah.
days. But that's unusual for Greg.
You know, I think I finally figured out
yep.
where he came
yeah,
up
right.
with the twice a day Millbrook.
Mm-hmm.
It's Greg. His show's on twice a day, and he blows up a minimum twice a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And with that, we got to hit a break. But it is Happy Hour on a Friday.
Woo-hoo.
Pretty free form. Go wherever the conversation needs to go. Of course, there's things in the news and a record number of people employed. Good for them.
Yes.
That's good news, Joey.
Yes. That rapper out
oh, yeah, they let
Sweden.
Him go?
Yeah, Sweden let him go. Good for them.
You think Trump will get any credit for that?
Well, by the people who like Trump.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's where it starts and stops.
As
exactly.
in most things.
Yeah. There's all sorts of things going on. We'll cover it if we need to, folks. There's a great letter to, you know, the classic format, letter to the editor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote a letter to Andrew W.K.
Really?
And it was titled, My Father is a Right-Wing A-Hole.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about how his father's a 65-year-old right-wing a-hole, and I don't know. I could read it. But Andrew W.K.'s response is fantastic. And it's a lesson for people on the left, people on the right, people who are libertarians, totalitarians. Doesn't matter. It's a good lesson for people who may be a little too hopped up on politics.
Mm-hmm.
We should all take a day off every once in a while, like Greg is doing today.
Absolutely.
Like I did a few weeks ago, go and see my brother get married. It's always good, though, even if you can't take a vacation to, like, Jamaica and Maine.
Jamaica, man.
But you should at least step back and go, okay, am I the one in power? Am I the one in the presidency or in some congressional office? My mayor or state rep or state senator? Am I even a county commissioner? Do I have any power? Oh, no, I don't. So why am I yelling at my son right now?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I yelling at my mother right now just because we disagree over politics? Why are we so emotional over these things that at the end of the day we have very little control over? Well, oh, but we're allowed to vote. Yeah. How much power do you really have? Give me a break.
If we all get together, we have a lot of power.
See, but that's the thing, is that you know people, Rosie. We're all these little snowflakes, and I don't mean like in the sense of we're very easily offended.
Right.
We're very unique.
Very unique. And even if we, like, might be all sitting in the same church in the same pew, a lot of us might be thinking different things listening to, say, the preacher talk about the gospel.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the world. It's complex, complicated. We each have our own perspective, despite all the traditions and like political parties and beliefs that we fit into. And yet it seems like politics is hell-bent on making us conform. What's the classic story from the Bible, the Tower of Babel and Nimrod, a hunter of yes. men, and I want to make bricks out of men. And I sit back at often when I watch politics and I see people either being made into bricks or trying to make themselves into bricks to fit into a certain ideological mm-hmm. mold in order to have power. Now, I get it when it's organic. It's a lovely thing. But I think the whole idea of this nation was that you are free to pursue and to build and to help anybody, including yourself. And that we should only go to the government for the most important, difficult Correct. Things that require force, that require the force of law, and literally force. You have to think about, in my opinion, if you'd pass a law, would you be willing? Don't ask the police to do it. Don't ask the military to do it. Would you be willing to do it? Let's mm-hmm. imagine you have the capability. Would you be willing to punish somebody who breaks that law you want to pass? Anyway, I'm getting too serious here on a Friday.
I'm getting deep, Joey.
272-9228.
Hmm? Deep thoughts, Joey.
Shower thoughts.
Deep breaths. There is something about being in the shower.
Shower thoughts, man.
Shower thoughts
they
are
really
a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, or all of a sudden you really do like have this memory that goes back to that embarrassing moment in eighth grade where you left your fly open. Anyway, we got to hit a break. We'll be right back. If you want to request something, folks, 272-9228, anything you like, I'll try to get it on. As long as it's in the system, don't make me work too hard. Because when you call up and say, play this bit off YouTube, and I don't know what it is, I'd be happy to do that, but sometimes there are curse words.
Yes.
And people don't, we can't play that. They don't offend me. Apparently they offend somebody, though.
Someone.
So.
Somebody gets triggered. That's all we need.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and the boulevard is extra busy this afternoon. Please be careful. There are large crowds on the south side of the boulevard, also between Vaughan Road and the interstate and around the Atlanta Highway. If you're on the interstates, everybody seems to be moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big delays there, and the 31s are functioning fine this afternoon. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch, then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
You'll do it right to make refreshing updates to your bathroom. Lowe's is here to help and help you save. Stop in today and get SmartCore Ultravinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $3.28. It's 100% waterproof and will never swell when exposed to water, making it the perfect replacement for your bathroom floor. Finish off your project with a new vanity and save on select models now up to 40% off. Whatever updates you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Vanity offer valid through 8/7, U.S. only.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Police say a man was shot this morning after a domestic situation in the 3700 block of Gaslight Curve. Police say that's where a fight happened between two relatives, but the victim was located in the 3600 block of Lazy Brook Lane. He is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made in the case. 61 basic correctional officers graduated today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created the new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address a staffing shortage. The state faces a court order to add officers. The state has also raised salaries in an effort to increase staff. Montgomery City leaders have tackled the issue of abandoned and dilapidated homes for 3 years now, and they reached a major milestone this week. A home on Mobile Highway was the 435th to be demolished as part of the effort. The city has identified 300 more homes that may be demolished in the near future. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering one of those random downpours is going to be better than normal over the next few days, right on through the weekend. Those storms will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, we'll do it again with a generous supply of scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Some locally tropical downpours in spots. High around 91 Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night in the low 70s. And not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Joey Clark sitting in with Rosie.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Rosie. Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
Did you notice the difference in tone there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I feel like I was being talked down to.
No.
Not really talked down to. It's just, I know Rosie, I know you, Eddie. The tone I gave you are the tones you both deserve.
I agree. I cannot argue with that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Randall's been waiting a while. We're having fun on
a
Friday.
Yay, Randall.
And we really are taking requests. And if you fail to request anything on this fine Friday, folks, I'm going to have to request things myself.
Yes.
And I might play things you don't like.
Yes, please request some things.
272-9228. Hey, Randall, what's up, man?
What's going on? Well, before y'all move off the love thing, I you was trying to go on politics. Let's go on back, take the show back to the love.
Okay.
If I can look at other stuff and see where everything went wrong, and I can't look at my own and better tell somebody, then I'm lying to myself. So if you got emotional support, dog, woman, and I don't care what it is, if you ain't spending, if your other half ain't your emotional support, then you know what I mean, you weren't really married to her fully anyway. Because that's the whole reason getting married is, you know what I mean, yes, you want that person there with you when you're going through something. You don't need to talk to somebody else, because what happens in that situation, that person you talk to only hears your side. So mm-hmm. She might feed you something in your ear to make you start thinking something different, because you ain't telling the whole truth anyway. And you got to love the person, I mean, more than anything. You got to be more than the kids. I mean, I don't care if she got a kid and you meet her and, you know what I mean, you love her through, it ain't enough just to love a kid. You got to love her, you got to nurture her. And if you don't water that grass, I mean, you know what I mean, it ain't going to get no greener. You can look at the other side. But I'm going to tell you, you can't. It's gotta be fully. I tell you something. Like, I know I've been on a Tesla tear here for a few days. Tesla wouldn't do a woman like that. He knew what his purpose in life was. He only slept 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
That man, he worked continuously, and he would not. And I've read what he wrote about women, and you can tell that he put them on such a high pedestal that he would not bring one down, you know what I mean? That he could not spend as much time chasing energy.
And slow down real quick, Randall, you're talking about Nikola Tesla?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. It's just, yeah. That's a common theme with these brilliant people. You know, some folks think, oh, I wish I had millions and millions, if not billions of dollars. And unless you inherit that money, if you're the innovator who made this stuff, people like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, it is a heavy burden as much as it is. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, oh, these poor billionaires. What I'm saying is that when you devote your life to the job and to creating things that much, you have to sacrifice other aspects of life.
Definitely.
Right.
And it's quite a trade-off.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of times the trade-off isn't worth it.
No.
In this situation, I mean, money-wise, it would never be worth it. But where I screwed up is, I mean, she, you know, when my daughter was born, she said I put her on the back burner, and that's very well, you know, happened, because if anybody my whole story, you know, why I got married to start with. Mm-hmm. So you know, I can see where I put on. You know, it may not look that like that to me, but And overall, me stepping back and look at it, you know, I care too much. You know what I mean? I love my daughter more than I love my wife. And that's just basically what it boiled down to. And your wife's got to be your everything. You're emotional, you're happy, your reason you go to the lake and to the river. Not, you know what I mean? You don't wake up hoping they leave where you can start watching TV. That's the wrong way to look at it. If you're looking at it that way, you know what I mean? You might write a letter and leave. But, man, you just look at Eddie and his wife. Man, I love how they always laugh and they always together. And Eddie, then you talk about how busy he is, but then you see he's, you know what I mean? He's always tagging his wife. She's always at to eat with him. And, you know, it's just and got a good place to put his feet, toes in the water, it looks like. I mean, I'm just, I'm going to stay single till you ask me over. I mean, that's just all it is.
Randall, you got to end it there. End it while you're ahead, man.
All I can say is, Randall, you have learned from your mistakes.
Thank you, man.
And that's, pain is a great teacher.
It is.
Pain is a great teacher.
Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too.
Take care, Randall.
Bye, brother.
Bye, man. See you, bro.
Well,
Randall is such, you know, people outside of radio and who don't really listen to talk radio ask me what I do and ask me what the job is like. And there's a lot of different ways to answer that question. But one aspect is the callers. Randall is a guy that, oh man, the depths to it. Like, you know, it starts off with like, I'm being honest, Randall, you know, I love you, brother. Like, he starts talking real quick, and you're like, what is this? Like, the first time you get a call from him. And over these years, he has educated himself. He has shared not only what he's learned in terms of politics and the news, but he's shared aspects of his life.
Yeah, what he's learned in life.
He's become almost a star in his own right.
He's a celebrity.
He goes to these meetups and over bomb hours.
Everybody asks,
where's Randall?
He really is a guy trying to do the best he can.
Yeah.
And he's passionate about life, about relationships, you know, about the things that he really loves and feels are important.
Well, and you never know, just sitting here in this seat, in the captain's chair.
Yes.
Make it so.
Engage.
I was a Star Trek nerd.
Engage.
Oh, man. But you never know who's going to be on the other end of the line there.
Very true.
Whenever I say something like that, I feel like I'm setting myself up for like a big surprise.
The crazy call?
You had a great call from Karen the other day.
Yeah, I did.
That was a great call.
That was a really good call.
But
I love Karen and Paul.
Here's the thing, Rosie. Oh, look at the time. We don't really have time to get into this conversation. Okay. I'll just put it this way. Women of a certain age enjoy talking to me.
Yeah.
And I enjoy talking to them.
Yes.
I don't feel the same je ne sais quoi.
You listen, Joey. That's why.
Yeah, but I don't feel that same vibe.
Yes,
with
Eddie. Quit shaking your head.
No, but with ladies my own age, I don't usually feel the same vibe.
I think because the older ladies are a little bit deeper.
And they're more mature.
More mature, and you can kind of respect that a little bit more.
Yes.
A lot of younger ladies, they haven't found themselves yet, and that's not the kind of woman you're looking for, Joe.
And not every younger woman, but with many, they're all about them.
Yeah.
They are their own world.
Very true.
And they're trying to impress.
Well, and so am I. I mean, so I can't fault the women my age who are doing that. They're all about that. I'm pretty much all about Joey, but I've designed it that way to where I'm not letting somebody, hey, I made a commitment to, down.
Right.
And it's possible I need to make more commitments. And, I mean, I am kind of on the dating issue, very much a stereotypical millennial.
Well, I did hear a rumor.
Why rush?
A Joey dating game. I did hear a rumor. Okay, I started that rumor with Greg.
Yeah, there you go.
And I offered to sponsor it.
We could do something like that. I don't know, though. Then it feels like I'm just making a spectacle of myself.
Oh,
and
no.
Why would I ever want to do
just
that?
Just putting yourself out
why?
There, getting a little practice in.
Yeah, it would sound something like this. And again, folks, Greg's out today. He needed a day off. he's celebrating in a way, tentatively. Yes. Let's just say that.
Yes.
He'll tell you probably all about it on Monday or Tuesday of next week. But, yeah, I think the dating game might sound a little bit like this.
It's here! My mystery date!
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date?
Joey!
Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery dating.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
I'm Joey. I'm disgusting. I make low-budget adult film.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A wise man once said, the quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid. He was talking about paint. At John Lee Paints, they live by that because they sell Richards paint there. This is where the pros go, because when they quote a price, they want a paint that they can depend on to cover in one coat and leave a beautiful, rich finish, no matter how that room is lit, whether it's by candlelight or brilliant sunshine. You can't see the old paint behind it. You want a result that's going to last and last, you got to use a quality paint. And Richards Paint is the one we recommend. John Lee Paints also is the home for all the color charts in Montgomery for those areas that live by historical codes, like Old Alabama Town, Cloverdale. They can tell you what colors will work, and they can sell you the paint to get the job done as well. Charles Bubba Turner has a great team of painting professionals that will make sure you have everything you need so that when you start your project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. And they can teach you things like patching holes and sell you the products to accomplish those goals. So for the best result, go where the pros go. Your time matters too. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
WACV, ACV, WACV. You're listening to Happy Hour. This is Joey Clark. Eddie's here. Eddie Hello. Bader. Rosie's here.
Hello.
I like your bandana headband thing.
Thank you.
Is that a shawl you're also wearing?
Yeah, or a kimono.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I like your style. We have similar styles. Actually, I was wearing my headband do-rag thing while working out this morning.
Where's your kimono?
You'll say, where's the kimono, big boy?
Well, that's for another day. I just am getting into the new place. You know how these things
work. Away right now.
Anyway, Jean called, and she wants to hear the substitute teacher.
All right.
Keen Peele. So we're going to play that. We're also taking more requests. The first hour's already gone.
Already gone.
I know it.
Just like that.
The number's 272-9228 if you want to hear a request. You're listening to Happy Hour.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city. So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking you, I said it like four times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, A.A. Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did!
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at the Friday afternoon traffic, and we have an extra large amount of traffic on the boulevard this afternoon. Please be careful and be patient. You're going to get around there just fine. If you're on the interstates, everybody is rolling at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. There's a little slowdown as you head towards Wetumpka, so watch out around the River Bridge and in the shopping district. MPD just reported an accident on Narrow Lane Road. It's right at the intersection of Narrow Lane and Fairview in front of Huntington College, so please be careful there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowespros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
No! Here's something we hope you'll really like.
This love thing is hard. My parents were married 46 years. They looked terrific. I was married just under an hour. Already looked like a burglar, too. My friends would come over. Daryl, how are you? I say, shh, she's right in there. Don't touch a towel. Don't touch a doll. Now, if you laugh at that at all, you must know what it's like to drop a towel on the floor and hear an alarm go off. Because you broke a rule, the kind of rule which exists only in a house full of love. Yes, there you'll find rules for the bathroom, rules for the kitchen, rules for the sweet and low dispenser. Hey, that stack of dishes in the sink, how long can they stay there? You'd better know. Somebody knows, and since there's only two of you on the rules committee, how much you want to bet it ain't you. You don't get divorced because the thrill is gone. It's because you don't know how to stack the tape shred underneath the VCR. Or you put the spoon in the fork slot of the silverware drawer after having been repeatedly warned. My ex tried hard. But in the end, the hole in her mouth was no longer big enough for all the topics to come out at one time. She'd yell at me. It's like being yelled at by an auctioneer like, Daryl, damn it!
Let's listen for Joey.
Hey, Joey. I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do? Okay.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get out of there.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga!
And to quote the movie,